so you broke that, and but then we also, we've been talking about you being on television. You're the first black television person in Oklahoma.
Female, because they had blacks at, black men at 9 and 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. First black female.
Yeah, I'm first black female because, and I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that because I was a founder of the Black Media Association because we all joined the National Association of Black Journalists that year, and we started a little organization because it was just a handful of us. I was the only female, but I thought I was the only female here in Oklahoma City, and come to find out, I was the only female in the state to be on television. So
you kept saying no, no, no along the way, and in spite of that, look at all the great things that happened to you.
Right, right. That's why I said I never planned anything.
So how long were you at Channel 5?
I was at Channel 5 about 12 and a half years.
Did you ever want to go to bigger markets, or did you have an
I got offered 3 times to go to bigger market.
Where?
But like I said, ABC.
Oh.
Yeah. My husband was an attorney here, a practicing attorney. My kids were in school because he had 2 daughters and I have a son. And so the first time I got offered, they were in middle school. We talked about it. I got sent to New York because New York ABC was then sponsoring my talk shows. They were sponsor. General Foods was the sponsor for my talk show here
in Oklahoma.
Here in Oklahoma. And I got offered to go to ABC to work in news when the kids were like in middle school, and my husband and I talked about it, and he said, whatever you want to do, you know I'm with you 100%. He said, but I will say, I don't want to live in New York, and I don't want to have to take the bar again and be in a place. He said, but I'll do whatever you... And so the guilt of taking my kids out of school and pulling my husband away from his profession, I decided it wasn't worth it to move to New York and start a whole new life. So I turned it down. And then a couple of years later, I got offered to go to Houston, and it was an ABC network station. And then the third time I got offered to go to ABC, what I didn't know is my boss... was trying to persuade my husband because I had told him, I said, well, no, my husband doesn't want to go to New York. I'm not going to New York. But then the third time I got offered, what I found out later is my husband during that same time got an offer to work with the CIA. He came home all excited about some people contacting him about an interview to work with the CIA in New York. We talked about it, and he did the interview, and then he came home and he said, I think your boss had something to do with that. And I said, no. And he said, yeah. He said, I'm not going to New York. And so when I asked John about it, he said, they just asked the station, did we know somebody that was qualified? And he said, and I recommended him. And I said, John, you were just, but no, I got 3 offers to go to network. And
what a compliment. What a compliment.
Yeah, that was a compliment.
Did you ever have regrets about that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
No.
Good.
I even got nominated for a Peabody Award. 2 of our documentaries, and one of the ones that I was involved in, Victims of Circumstances, which was about Second Street and about Roscoe Dungy. And it's at the, it's where they keep all the Peabody nominations.
So you got the award.
I didn't get the award. I was nominated.
Nominated.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's like the Academy Award when you get nominated.
Absolutely.
Yes, right,
no
right.
Question.
That somebody felt that your work was that good.
Absolutely.
Yes, and so that made me feel this big. Yeah, right.
Okay, family names. We need to know your husband's name.
My husband was Melvin Combs.
And he's no longer?
He passed away at the end of 2021.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Recently.
Yeah.
And your children's names?
My children, Lori Combs is my stepdaughter, and she is an attorney, and she's been practicing now for 30 years. She's getting ready to retire. The other daughter is Shari Combs, and Shari passed away 3 years ago. And my son's name is Taft Jackson.
Taft?
Taft, T-A-F-T.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And what does he do?
And he lives here in Oklahoma. He's working here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why'd you call him Taft?
His father's name was Taft.
Oh, okay.
That was when I was married to his father.
The only Taft one I Jackson. Know is Robert Taft.
Yeah, right. His name is Taft Jackson.
Right.
So, yeah. So, right now, it's just Lori and Taft.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, you're again at Channel 5 for...
To 82.
And that's 12 years of work.